everyone, this is Luna Madison, voice of Nyssa. If you didn't already know, our Patreon has hours of bonus content available. And none of that 4-minute minisode stuff. These are full-length bonus episodes and commentaries. Our supporters get these bonuses and more, and they help us to keep producing the show. Please consider joining our court at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. Thank you so much for your continued support.
Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Passers-by, these streets all look the same. Can we make sense of it? A life that resembles some strange dreams. Can we make sense of it in a world where nothing's as it
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 8, Sig X1. Written by Stephen Kallenberg. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, Aaron Brewer, Rachel Collinsworth, David Gaylor, and Sammy as Murphy.
I said I'm fine, Thomas. Check on Shaylee.
Don't check on me.
You call getting thrown through the air into a car fine? You're not fine. Sam, would you get me the first aid kit? It's in the kitchen from the last time McKenna almost died.
I am not almost dying. I'm barely hurt. It just caught me off guard. Do not get the first aid kit, Sam.
Does it even hurt anymore?
She just broke like 4 mac ribs. Of course it hurts.
It still feels weird, but it's just a dull throb, mostly.
And I thought changelings healed quickly. I still feel like a truck hit me.
Well, if we're making full disclosures, I stubbed my toe back there. That hurt a little bit.
You didn't even fight that thing.
No, but a bunch of people in a feeding frenzy for free pancakes can be just as scary as an extra-dimensional monster.
We need to find it before it attacks anyone else.
That's a tall order, considering Plan A was a disaster. We don't know how else to find it.
Yeah, it won't fall for the same trick again. I'm sorry, everyone. I should have done better. I really thought I could have gotten through to some part of her still in there.
Are ye even sure Sam's in there at all? It might be better if she's not, in case we need to escalate.
Even if she isn't in there anymore, we can't hurt her body. How else could we get her back? If we kill her body...
If you kill her body, then Precious Thomas has lost yet another person he loves. Could the world really be so cruel to one so good and pure? It could be so much worse.
We'll find it, Thomas. And we'll get Sam back.
How are we going to do that when the superpowered half of our team is injured?
I'll be 100% soon. And minor bruises are the least of our worries.
Major bruises for me. But McKenna's right. I've dealt with far worse.
Like being dead?
For starters.
Nyssa was right. Our plan was a disaster, and we need a better one. I completely failed at distracting the thing possessing Sam.
Well, it didn't help that we can't sneak up on it. Apparently it can smell Mac from a mile away.
Alfie, I see you opening your mouth, and now is not the time for a hygiene joke.
What? Me?
I'll start researching to see if I can figure out where it's going next. Or what it wants.
Nyssa, that reminds me. I have some stuff here that I salvaged from a warehouse.
The one that burned down? Where are you living now?
My beach house.
You have a beach house?
She has a dozen houses.
Not quite.
The beach house is swanky.
They're just my parents' places. It's not like I'm...
Are you okay?
What's wrong?
I'm being summoned. Just felt it. I have to go. Take a look at Dane's notes from the warehouse. He looked into just about every hidden myth. I have to go, now.
Come back in one piece, okay?
Sure.
Like a child coming home from school to her parents arguing, Shaylee hides, hoping that although they are expecting her, they won't think of her in the midst of their conflict.
No, Alder Orin, that is not in our best interest. We have heard rumors, whispers of the old ones. They've begun to stir, pressing in on us. We need to strike. Close the gaps in our borders, lest we be overrun.
Alder Neve, that will do. Exiled as they are to the corners of the world, and with no organization, the old ones pose little threat.
I disagree. They have been opposed to our ways since the Great War, when they fought on the losing side. Their memories are long.
And how would you know these things? Do our scouts report to you alone?
I make the time to read our histories, Alder Orin. If you did the same, you would understand my concern. We have no idea that they did not have a hand in our Magister's death. Who had more of a grudge against him than they did?
Do not lecture me on the ancient forces that the Magister defeated. I was there. Regardless, they are banished from our realm with no real avenue for resurgence. Any incursions will be swiftly crushed.
Your flippant disregard for the safety of Arcadia will endanger us all. And with the reaping approaching, we cannot afford such a lack of leadership.
Stop grandstanding, Alder Neve. The Lairds are not here for you to influence, and the other Alders understand your motivations. The reaping has never and will never be infringed upon.
This reaping is the culmination of the cycle. The final 30 to complete the sacred 90 fetches. Why would you risk it?
I risk nothing. And the lack of confidence from our most junior Alder shows her immaturity.
Alder Orin has spoken to dishonor this court and my dignity. I seek only the means to mend the rift sundered by the loss of the Magister. We cannot hesitate. We must.
May I return our diverted attention to the real problem at hand? The Magister is no more, yes. We all feel, even now, his magical absence. The proper course of action is to seek out McKenna Thorne.
The proper course of action is to crown a new Magister. His power shaped our laws for millennia. Until we name a new ruler, we shall continue to suffer the lack of...
As if it were so easy. As if Magisters have come and gone. The power of the Magister can only come from the source, and that source is dead. Obviously. An actual problem, though, with a realistic solution, would be a much better use of our resources. McKenna Thorne, the source of the Magister's doom. We have a chance to restore order if we can locate her and bring retribution to her doorstep.
But of course, their attention cannot be distracted forever. No matter how long you hide or how much you try to trick the shadows into swallowing you, those arguing parents will eventually remember you exist. Their little punching bag.
Which leads me to her trainer. Changeling, come forward. We have more questions for you.
As the court wills.
You sent for me, Alder Neve.
I did. Come in and close the door.
An Alder seeking words with the changeling in private? Well, this is simply not done. And yet, the best laid plans always come from behind closed doors.
That's a lot of scrolls. If it's not a good time...
Historical analysis that my brethren have long neglected. They preoccupy themselves with the present, our seers with the future. None have given thought to the ancient times. We can find answers in the past. It always repeats, and I am very close.
Close to what?
As if a changeling could comprehend. You are here for something else. There are whispers from the other Alders. They call me rash, brazen. They refuse to respect me. They reference my low beginnings, complain that I never stop spinning, but I know their true quarrel with me. I propose change, not just for the sake of invention, but for the necessity of the future. They do not see the signs.
Is there something specific you need from me?
Don't be a fool. Interrupt me again, and it will be your end.
I meant no disrespect, Alder.
Respect from a changeling. It matters not. I summoned you here to take care of a thorn in my side.
I've already told the court. I don't know...
Do not worry yourself. Though I'm certain McKenna Thorne yet lives, the court will deal with her later. There are more pressing matters at hand. Alder Orin. He has caused many problems for me, questioning me, belittling me, casting doubt on my leadership. He doesn't see the signs in front of his face and instead reacts to nonsense. I need you to relieve him of his burdens.
I'm sorry, what?
I will not repeat myself.
But I can't. I'm only a changeling.
I know well what you are and of what you are capable. No, we cannot remove Orin entirely, but he has something I need for my research into our histories. A journal, written the hand of our late magister. Orin thinks this legacy is his to claim, an heirloom of no value beyond its writer. But he doesn't know, doesn't appreciate the knowledge in the tome. I would.
You expect me to steal? From an Alder?
Don't think that your trips to the Hall of the Sagas have gone unnoticed, trainer. You may be able to sneak past the guards, be inconspicuous to other Alders, but not to me. I need you to use that stealth to acquire a new knowledge for me.
Won't the court suspect your hand?
No. If you succeed, it will be millennia before Orin even notices a book missing, let alone identifying which one. And by then, well, it won't matter what he suspects.
Surely you could compel someone else, someone more suited to the task.
I know who it is that I compel, trainer. A deceiver. A survivor. I almost respect you. Your cunning has brought you this far. You will not fail in this task. You will not fail me. But even if you were to fall, it would be no great loss.
That was almost motivational.
The Hidden People do not work in motivation. We work in coercion. I hereby bind you to this act.
As you will, Alder.
Good. Do whatever you must to avoid detection. Return with the book when you are finished.
Did you find her? It?
No. I just looked in the windows of her house, but I didn't see it. No signs of life at all. And this thing doesn't seem like the type to hide.
So she's gone. And we have no idea how to find her.
That's what I'm working on.
We'll find her, Thomas.
I wish I shared your optimism, Alfie.
I did realize something when I was at Sam's house, though. I don't think anyone has told her about Ron.
Oh, no. You're right. I better do it. But not here. Hey, Sam. Come here. Let's go into the living room for a minute.
Hey, check this out. I think I found something from Dane's files. It's an entry called Humans, Fairies, and All Things in Between.
Whoa, spot on this.
What does it say?
Gosh, she's back! Good timing, Shaylee. We think we found something.
That's great. She's killing the dog in there.
Thomas is telling Sam about Ron.
Oh. Poor Sam.
So, there's a video in this folder. Let me turn up the volume.
Alright, recording. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Entry 15, and if you're listening to this, get out of my stuff, Shaylee.
What? What is this?
A video in the files. There's a series of them.
Dane.
How many videos are there?
A lot. And there are articles with each video. Looks like he did these for years.
I appreciate his thorough approach to archiving everything.
You would never thoroughly archive anything.
Which is why I appreciate it.
Today's topic is the in-between. Most people, and by people I mean hidden people, don't think it really exists. Most human people wouldn't even think about whether this would exist because they don't truly understand how fucked up the world they cannot see is.
Who are you talking to, Dane?
Shaylee, go away! I'm in the middle of something. Would you get out of here, please?
Oh, sorry. Are you about to tell your vlog about the Boogie Monster Land? Go ahead, then.
Yes, I am. And it's real. It's been more than alluded to in my research.
Oh, do tell. What's the proof? The facts? Has anyone ever been there? Ever? No.
Just because you haven't been.
Of course I haven't been. Because it's a myth. A myth!
Get out of here, crazy lady. I have to start this over now.
Oh, please keep it. Your diary needs to know not everyone is as naive as you.
You're an ass. Anyway, before we were so rudely interrupted, yes, the in-between does exist. Some thought it was a mythical realm that Vodon, god of the hidden people, would send traitors to as punishment, but the truth is, it's totally disconnected from the magical world. Magic doesn't work the same there, and there are rumors of monsters that could make the Magister crumble. But you didn't hear that from me. Seriously? Do you have to do that right now?
Do what?
Work out? Punch that thing? Literally anything while I'm working on this?
Got to train, Dane. Can't ever be too ready.
Forget it. I'll pick this up later. To be continued.
Are you okay, Shaylee?
I forgot about these. I thought I'd never see him again. Even like this.
Shaylee? Hey, Shaylee.
Let her go, Alfie. She needs some alone time.
Alright, where was I? Oh yeah, creatures in the in-between.
Myth!
Ass! So, I won't admit this to Shaylee, but there's no actual evidence of anything going to and returning from the in-between, but myths have to start from somewhere, right? These are just some of the old drawings and records detailing tales told by those who claim to return from the in-between. They're your basic, weird, creepy gremlins with eyes for hands or ears on their back and stuff, but the most notable, the most feared monster is a predator. I call it Cygnus, after the first black hole. Why? It devours anything in sight. The rumors say that the in-between was just another world before Cygnus. Plants, animals, all the verdant works. And then this giant monster comes along and eats literally everything it can, leaving nothing but a barren, dead world. One of the drawings even showed it eating the life from the sun and leaving the rest to rot. I'd say that's ridiculous, but hey, if you accept the rest of it. Vodon supposedly sealed off the in-between after Cygnus basically ate it. Now, only those who fall through a crack in space find their way there, and no one finds their way out. In addition to insatiable hunger, Cygnus also remembers the scent of prey for years, and it's drawn to power by some weird mechanism. I bet it's the horn. It's the only prominent feature on its body. It can sense the aura of power just like we can sense if someone's watching us. All kinds of power, magical, physical, electrical. It'll consume what it can and collect what it can't. At least according to the so-called in-between survivors. At the end of the day, this beast rules the in-between. It's a black hole. A walking black hole with teeth. The first and last of its kind. Let's just say that what lives in the in-between should stay in the in-between. All right, until next time.
We really could have used this refresher prior to our little vacation.
Did it actually look like that? It's like if Alien, Predator, and Indominus Rex had a baby. That thing was scary cool.
We've been face to face with it, Alfie. Cool is not my word of choice. Nightmare is closer. But at least we have a name for it now.
More than that, we know what it wants. Power! Unlimited power!
Maybe we can track the power that sickness tries to consume.
I'm going back to Sam's house.
Dane said it could be any kind of power. How do we figure out what kind sickness is after on Earth?
They already went through it, and you were just there.
But we didn't search it. We only got as far as Ron's body.
And we were only looking for sickness both times. Dane and the Wanderer, for that matter, said it doesn't just consume power. It also collects it. It had a lair in the in-between.
With its treasure hoard.
I bet we'll find something at the house that tells us what sickness wants.
I've got it! Samness! Oh, come on, that's a good name and you all know it.
I'm sure Thomas will want to go with you. I'm gonna stay and keep working on tracking sickness. I think I have an idea.
How's she doing?
I don't know. About as well as anyone who found out their friend was murdered.
I understand. They're going over Dane's research that I gave them, but I had no idea that there would be videos of him. Of us.
And all I can do is sit here with her. Give her the occasional scratch behind the ears. I have no way of knowing if it really helps.
None of us can know. We're in uncharted territory. We just do what we have to do to survive.
Sorry, I was being a bit selfish. How are you doing? Are you all right? Come join me. Sam and Murphy have another ear that needs scratching.
Of course. In spite of all his own pain, Thomas still finds it within himself to help others, setting himself on fire to keep others warm. Undoing him requires the long game of patient cruelty.
Hey, Sam. There we go, right behind the ears. I'm sorry this happened to you. I wish we knew what to do.
Me too. It's hard feeling helpless while life seems to bend you to its will.
You're telling me.
Want to talk about it?
I wish I could.
Try me. I know I'm no McKenna, but I still have two good ears, and they don't need scratches.
It's hard to put into words. I can't say.
Huh. Okay. Wait, does this have anything to do with your summons earlier?
Tongue-tied again.
Something in your contract. And you can't say no.
Aye.
Shit. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Like you said, it's hard feeling helpless while life, or rather the court, bends you to its will.
I wish I had a solution.
Me too. I better go. Fucking hell.
Hey, remember, they can force your will, but only you can let them break it.
Thanks, Thomas.
The perfect tagline from the perfect Thomas. If only it were true.
Another quiet day in the private quarters of the Alders of the Unseelie Court. In the highest room, the window unprotected, not because of the difficulty to reach it, but because no one could possibly be stupid enough to break in.
Only 200 feet up. sheer stone wall with no handholds. No problem. Would you like me to do it blindfolded next time, old Geneve? Burke. This place is filled with junk. What is this? These books aren't even valuable. Here. This can't be right. Mixed in with these worthless ones.
Of course. Alder Orin would put the Magister's tomes among the other books, as if such a relic were but a mere trinket to him. It isn't, but he wants others to think it is. And mere trinkets can be easily palmed and slipped into pockets of a size much smaller than them. Such a deadly task, made so easy. Oh, but alas.
Shite!
Something wicked this way comes. Scrambling to the high window, poor Shaylee is too slow. Prepare for whatever fate steps through that door, Shaylee. It's worse than you think.
You're not supposed to be in here. No one is allowed in here without the Master's permission.
Ah, I must have gotten turned around. I'll just be going.
No, that's not right. You're an intruder. I must inform the Master.
No, wait. I have permission, obviously. Alder Orin gave me secret permission. Please, just... You're his fetch, aren't you?
Remain here. I must tell the Master.
No. Come in, and I'll tell you why your Master wanted me to come here.
Are you trying to make this easier for her, Shaylee? Or for yourself?
You're a good fetch, aren't you? Always doing as your Master asks.
Commands. I do as the Master commands. I must do as the Master commands. I have no other choice.
Of course, I understand. We have no other choice, do we?
An iron-plated knife, meant as a last resort against the Hidden and their constructs, instead finds its home in the neck of Alder Orn's fetch.
I'm sorry.
Unable to cry out and alert her master, the young fetch crumples to the ground. Shaylee moves away to avoid any incriminating blood that might stain her hands.
I'm so sorry.
Shaylee flees, her body unblemished by her crimes, but her soul not so unscathed.
Anybody else getting deja vu right about now?
Ron isn't here anymore, Alfie. Neither is Cygnus.
It even smells like deja vu.
Oh, gross. What is that?
This makes no sense. I deep cleaned the spot where Ron's body was. This place is spotless. The only lingering smell should be the bleach I used.
Well, there's definitely something rotten in the state of Sam's house.
Last time you only looked around the living room and kitchen, right? We need to check everything else for clues. Any signs that Cygnus was here, any indication of where it's going, or some way for us to find it? I'm thinking we split up.
Okay, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know bad things happen to people when they split up.
Okay, we'll start in the kitchen. But we need to be prepared to split up and cover more ground. The longer it takes us to search this house, the colder its trail gets.
Oh, this kitchen's a mess. Sam's not this messy, and it didn't look like this last time.
So Samness was definitely here.
That doesn't tell us anything new. We already knew that Cygnus was here and that it likes to eat. Let's check another room, bedroom, maybe?
Does it sleep?
I think it does. In the in-between, it had a lair that it returned to.
Would it try to recreate its home in this world?
I'm not an expert on alien monster psychology. Which way is the bedroom, Thomas?
I think it's this way. I'm not sure. I've never actually been in there.
Sure.
Oh, seriously, I haven't.
Hold up. It's not the bedroom we need. Thomas, I think you're right. I think it might have wanted to recreate its home. You know, give it something familiar in this weird human world.
So what did its home look like in the in-between?
It was underground. The entrance was at the surface and it spiraled down. Thomas, is there a basement around here?
Yeah, I think so. This way.
Way worse.
Oh, what's that on the walls? Is that...
blood, I think. Oh, traced with our fingers. It's trying to recreate the five rings from its lair in the in-between. So if we keep following the layers to the bottom, we should find...
Oh, my God. I think it moved everything from the garage down here. There are extension cords, a chainsaw, a snowblower, a bunch of leaking car batteries... with teeth marks, a lawnmower, a drill.
It's like the treasure hoard of Junkyard Smaug. Oh.
Look at the center of the pile.
Cygnus's head.
And we have detected the source of the smell.
She took it, remember? When we came back from the in-between, Sam offered to take the head. But Sam was Cygnus, and this is where it stored the head. Only it's missing the horn.
Why would Cygnus remove the horn on its own head?
Dane must have guessed right. The horn is like a divining rod for powerful objects.
Hey, Nyssa, how's the research coming?
You guys might want to get back here. I think I know how to find Cygnus.
Trainer, do you have what you were tasked to find?
Here.
Good. You were not seen. You were not seen, correct? You useless idiot. You didn't lead them here, did you?
No, there is no one left to follow.
You were smart enough to eliminate witnesses. I would be surprised, but the very least you could do is follow orders. You are dismissed.
Till Shaylee lingers. What is it she wants to say to you, Alderneave? What barb is resting on the tip of her tongue, begging to be spit out? Where exactly would she tell you to shove your orders?
I said you are dismissed.
Yes, Alder.
Alone at last, at one of the many houses she thought was safe, but never alone again. Because our dear Shaylee will hear that fetch's stutter, see the arterial spray from the wound she put on her neck, and feel the chains of her contract to the court pulling tighter and tighter for the rest of her life. Starting... now.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildebrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editor, Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer, Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.